This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the Tuesday, October 18th version of DJV with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with Kara in the background, or in the foreground. If it weren't for her, we'd be yelling and nobody would be listening. We'd be talking and no one would be here. My God, that would be awful. The world's oldest panda has died. Jaja.
The orange chicken or the broccoli beef?
Panda. Oh, you know about Panda Express?
I'm sorry.
See, I don't get what this is all about. I don't understand why there is so much attention. People go goo goo gaga over pandas.
Love pandas. Because they're cute.
Okay,
they're
so
adorable.
When's the last time you saw a story about a cow dying?
Well, cows aren't endangered.
Yeah, and they die all the time.
They are in some places.
They're farmed.
Yeah, well, but I don't see... Pandas, there are cows that look like pandas. There are belted galways.
Are you really playing this game where you're going to, right? Come on.
Playing what game? I don't see what the big
cows
deal is
are better
over
than pandas.
Yeah, cows there's 420 look pandas living in captivity.
That's and how many cows like, are there, by the way?
Yeah.
How many
I don't
cows
know. I haven't done a count.
Right.
Do you have 420 cows on your farm?
I used to.
Right, there you go. So problem solved. That's why people care more about pandas.
I care more about cows. I don't care about pandas. Pandas don't.
We're not talking about you. We know you don't like pandas.
I don't like them. I just don't care.
But they're so cute, and I would imagine snuggly. Although
cows are cute too. Little calf. You've seen some of those little Jersey calves.
We're seriously arguing about like why pandas are
I know,
cute.
But here's the thing. Like, I feel like I could safely cuddle with a panda. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I cuddled with a cow, I might get dirty if you catch my drift.
No, you could cuddle easily with a calf. It'd be beautiful. Didn't I have a calf named after you at one point in time? I think I had.
I don't know that I ever got that distinct honor. No.
Really? we get back to having calves born. We'll have a Kara calf. We'll have a Victoria calf. We'll have a Jennifer calf. I thought we had one. We had one
name
for your...
Will I be born wearing a tiara?
I'm not sure. I know I named one for your father and then castrated it.
Oh,
bulls.
What about you, pandas again?
And their steers.
Jeez.
Alright.
Oh. Okay, well, 29 million people saw the panda that died, and I don't think 29 million people want to see an everyday cow.
So, top news story is that Doug hates pandas.
You're exactly. Put on your Captain Curmudgeon.
What's next, Mommy? I do not hate pandas. No, pandas are sweet. But I think cows should get as much attention as pandas do. That's all. That's how it works here.
They do in India.
Yes, that's right, exactly. We should have more respect for them here. All right, Matt, we are having a write-in here, Jennifer.
Yes.
If you're writing in a candidate for president, whose name would you write in? How are we doing on that, Victoria? You got any good ones? So far, facebook.com/DJV show, @DJV show. Who would you write in? Silly things. John McCain says he's going to write in Lindsey Graham's name, but I don't know if it counts in Arizona. Some states it doesn't. If you were to write in a candidate's name in New York, Victoria, would it count? Do you know what the state law is?
I do not. I actually don't.
In California, you can't.
You cannot in California.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
That's very difficult.
Yeah, and I think part of the rules is that you can't, you can write in, in some states you can write in, but if the other person that you're writing in hasn't declared that they are eligible or that they're interested, then it doesn't matter.
Doesn't count.
If John McCain wants to write in Lindsey Graham hasn't said he wants to be president, so it wouldn't matter.
Well, he did
during the primaries.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he hasn't actually
nobody
signed
paid
up
attention to him,
until he got that rousing 0.5% of the voters interested in him.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't, like, gone to the little office and signed his name. So he's not eligible.
Not done that.
Well, I'd write in Michael Bloomberg.
I would, too.
I still would.
But he hasn't declared. All right, Kara, can you in Maryland write in and have it make any difference? Maybe not.
Kara. This is going really well so far.
Are you making fun of the way I'm conducting business on this program?
Well, wait, who would you write in Massachusetts? You didn't say.
I'd write in me. I told you that before.
And excuse me, I was on the phone, guys.
Excuse me.
I wasn't ignoring.
So can you, in Maryland, can you vote and have it count, or does it not count in Maryland?
You know, I don't actually know because I've never tried.
See what I'm getting everybody to think about how to do this. That's what I like about this. Okay, so it's a good exercise. Think it through and see where it goes. Speaking of thinking things through, the latest report from, quote-unquote, the scientific world. I always love this. The scientists involved in the scientific world say that seas rising because of global warming could threaten the $1 billion radar installation the Air Force is building. I believe it's on Guam. Those of you listening to K-57 in Guam, on Guam, I believe this is... And didn't this come up as a result of some discussion? I'm trying to remember whether it was on a television show or... I know we had the conversation here a little bit, and I think I was encouraged to have the conversation because I saw this discussion someplace about our Air Force bases and installations around the world that are built on islands, and with the sea changes that are taking place, are we accommodating places like Guam, Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, by building them up? And the answer was no, that I got. And then I asked some more questions and embarrassed whoever it was I was talking to, like, hello, why are you not smart enough to think they were going to spend $1 billion to improve the Air Force facility on Guam, that we do it to make sure that we're not going to lose the $1 billion we put in to make the Air Force base better? But I don't remember the context any more than that, because I have so much in my mind. It's a workplace of injury. Yeah, of interconnected ideas, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a super web.
Yeah, it is. This is a World Stroke Day. 1 in 6 people around the world will have a stroke in their lifetime. So I'm sorry, it's later this month. I thought it was today. But I think it's appropriate for us to talk about it. So we have two people here who are going to work their way through the experience. This is something that will help all of you, whether you know what's going on in your heart or not. This is important information. Up next here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
As I indicated, by the way, it's quarter past the hour, October 29th is World Stroke Day. American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, urging you to learn more about the warning signs. Joining us to help us with that is Dr. Jeffrey Switzer, who is Associate Professor and Director of Telestroke and Teleneurology at the Medical College of Georgia in Augusta. And also with us is Lieutenant General George Crocker, from Arkansas, who is a stroke survivor, retired lieutenant general for the Army, served 34 years. He has become very active in helping people understand what this is all about. So let's start with you, General Crocker. Tell us what happened to you on the day you had your stroke.
Well, I was out in my garage, putzing around with the cars, when a pain in the back of my head hit, and I blacked out and went down. My wife walked up and found me 5 to 10 minutes later, immediately recognized it was a stroke, called 911. They came. We live outside of a small town in Arkansas. and they got me to the local hospital in about 40 minutes' time, where they administered the proper treatment. They had actually hooked up with RSAVES, Arkansas Saves, a teleconferencing system with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and had the expert on the line watching and looking and then supervising the local doctor. They administered treatment there, put me in an ambulance, rushed me down 75 miles to Little Rock because it was too stormy to fly. They did an incredible procedure there, and I began to get rapidly well and come out of it immediately, to the point where the doctor said, well, if you could walk, we might let you go. And I had got up and did the Ali shuffle. And they said, okay, you could go home. So at any rate, that was a day and a half after a massive, massive stroke. And the key thing was my wife recognizing the stroke symptoms and the fast. I was probably 40 minutes total I was in the ER. So that's my story.
All right, Dr. Switzer, how can we understand how the time quotient works here? Because that is, from all information I've ever gotten, it's the essence of saving people, right? The time and getting them to some place that knows what to give them for the stroke to sort of be dissolved.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. So it's actually been estimated that in the setting of a large stroke, about 1.9 million brain cells die per minute, which just gives you the idea of the urgency, the emergency of stroke recognition and treatment. General Crocker alluded to, probably the first step or the first chain in getting him down the right path was his wife's immediate recognition of his symptoms and calling 911.
My father died. He'd had three strokes, and the final one finished him off when he was 91. Nobody paid any attention to any of these signs. I take an aspirin, a baby aspirin, pretty much every night before I go to bed, because I've been told that in the morning is more often than not when the strokes occur. Is that true?
That is correct. There is a peak of stroke incidence in the morning time. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So people who would be at risk, who are they? Who are we talking to here?
Yeah.
What does General Crocker look like? Or what? Maybe General Crocker, you jump in here for a second. Were you overweight? Did you have high blood pressure? Had you been on any medications before this happened? Any signs?
No indication whatsoever. I would have never believed I had symptoms, or I would have never believed I would have suffered a stroke. I was in physical condition. I was a paratrooper all of my life, a paratrooper, infantryman and special ops. I was running 3.5 miles a day. I was 72 years old, and I was incredibly shocked when I learned that I had a stroke, but it was caused by atrial fibrillation.
Yep,
which is a different issue than the other symptoms.
It caused my father's same thing. All right. So what do people who don't think they have a problem, what do they need to be aware of, Dr. Switzer?
Well, so in the general's case, atrial fibrillation was the cause. But probably the most important thing for your listeners to know is that the most important overall risk factor for stroke is high blood pressure, hypertension, and probably only about 50% of patients with hypertension are adequately treated. There are probably about 20% of patients who have hypertension who don't even realize they have it. So probably a simple and good start is to make sure you're having your blood pressure checked, and then if your blood pressure is elevated, make sure you're seeing a physician and you're having your blood pressure adequately treated. There are, of course, other risk factors such as inactivity, dietary risk factors, issues with elevated cholesterol, and other smoking, of course, and other factors as well. But if you had to pick a single risk factor that would have the greatest impact across the population of reducing the burden of stroke, it would be the recognition and treatment of high blood pressure.
World Stroke Day, October 29th. Thanks, Dr. Switzer and General Crocker.
Speak Not Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Campaign in conjunction with the group's upcoming North American and European tours. So let's get to the bottom of this. There was a lot of Twitter activity on this yesterday explaining that they want to raise support and awareness and connections in an effort to end gender inequality and domestic violence and sexual abuse. So how is this going to work?
Well, they're raising money throughout this next tour, and I think they're going to be partnering with certain organizations that help reach out to kids on college campuses and working with existing domestic violence groups.
Okay, they have a new album called 22 Million, which is at the top of the rock album charts. I don't know this group, so I sound tentative, because when I see that, all I think about is Bon Jovi and not Bon Iver.
Well, do you think about the Bon Bon, too?
Bon Bons, yes, I'm going to have the Bon Bons this afternoon.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Different Bon, but yeah. Well, right. Bon Iver was sort of an indie folk kind of electronic, experimental type group. It's a guy mostly, and he works with the same other musicians. And he famously shocked everyone at the Grammys when no one had ever heard of him, really, and he won Best New Artist, and he beat a slew of very popular artists.
I've got shocking news for him. I still don't know who he is.
Yeah. It was one of those things where, like, I remember watching the Grammys, and he was up against a ton of people that you would know, and then he won, and everyone's jaw just dropped. But the Grammys does that sometimes with Best New Artist.
Yeah, they go a little
Esperanza Spalding did that, too. Yeah, she won, and people thought it was going to be Britney Spears or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not Britney that year, but it's somebody else big.
Would I rather be Britney Spears or what did you say? What was her name?
Esperanza Spalding
with her Grammy.
That's a great name, Esperanza Spalding. What a great name that is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a real name.
Is this guy's real name Bon Iver? Is that his name?
No, his real name is Jason something, I think.
Jason Smith. All right, so that's that story. Let's get around to somebody that we all know, like Katy Perry, who is creating. She thinks about children a lot, so maybe she's ready to cook. What do you think? Who's she married to?
Sounds like it. She's not married. She's dating Orlando Bloom. I actually got a little juice on Katy Perry. You want it?
Juice.
A little inside juice?
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
Dolly Parton was in concert at the Hollywood Bowl the first weekend of October, and I guess they were supposed to surprise the crowd and have Katy Perry come out and sing with Dolly Parton. But she never showed for rehearsals. So she showed up right before showtime. She says, "Dolly, I'm here. Let's go." And Dolly said, "Uh-uh. You better sit down over there at the front row, because you didn't show for rehearsals, you don't get to come on stage with me." So she got booted out by Dolly Parton, and I think good for her. Good Dolly. Yeah. Good.
So Katy Perry thought she didn't need to rehearse? Was that
right? Yeah, and so Dolly's like, "Nope, if you don't do rehearsal, you don't get to come and sing on stage with me."
Huh.
Right.
I know a lot of people like Katy Perry. I have always thought she was just a snot, and I always thought Russell Brand upgraded dating anyone else after Katy Perry. There's something about her that really rubs me the wrong way. Yeah.
She is spending a lot of time with Orlando Bloom's 5-year-old son from his marriage to his first wife, the model Miranda Kerr. And so is that a sign? It's amazing what these silly fools in the entertainment media are all about. They speculate on anything just to get someone's attention. She helped deliver her sister's children. Oh, that's interesting. So much ado about nothing, but nice to hear some of the music. Anyway, 28 minutes after the hour here.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Coping with the loss of a pet. One of the most difficult times for a person is dealing with the loss of a loved one. For most people, the term loved one means a human friend or relative. If you're the guardian of a pet, then you realize that the term loved one has a much broader meaning. Everyone will react differently to the loss of a pet, and how your pet died and how old they are also important factors regarding how you're going to react. Grief, confusion, anger, guilt, and depression are all normal and typical reactions. Regarding anger, as with any loss, it's not uncommon for a person suffering the loss of a pet to find someone something to blame, even if that means blaming themselves. You know, it's very difficult saying goodbye to our best friend because the relationship is so close. A lot of people have family that they can count on, but very often friends and family don't understand the relationship of the pet and the pet guardian, and that often causes confusion and anger. So if you lose a pet and you don't have that support system, check with your local humane society. There are many, many societies now that offer courses and groups for people that lost their pet to get them through that bereavement counseling. It works. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until the companystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
The companystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There we go, boys and girls. 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, with a focus on the southwest border of the United States, which has cracked open this discussion that Mr. Trump has, and the rest of the world seems to want to ignore. Look at these numbers. You can't look at them, but listen as I go through some of the numbers released yesterday. Yesterday was in...
So the border didn't really crack open. Like, we're not going from wall to moat. Like,
no.
Okay.
No.
It's taking you literally.
Thank you.
And a moat, by the way, would be an excellent idea.
Oh, what a great idea. Alligators and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodiles. A moat around the United States. What a great idea. And have
very
some of those illegal immigrants for breakfast. That'd be super, right?
Love it. Yes.
Okay, so anyway, on the serious side of things, two announcements yesterday from the federales. One of them good, one of them meh. Well, I'll let you decide. I'm going to give you, I'll report, you decide. How's that? The United States Homeland Security Administration released numbers yesterday. So far this year, 409,000 illegals have been nabbed at the border. How many more do you suppose came across?
Right.
But they've stopped 409,000 and sent them back. Last year, for the whole year, it was 331,000. So let's get the numbers right. 331,000 last year, the whole year. Homeland Security says so far this year, 409,000, and we still got 2.5 months to go on the year. This is numbers as of the end of September.
And if you buy the story that the government tells you, that they say the immigration's like at a net zero, basically.
Really?
They tell you that they're catching people and turning them back. But I don't know about that.
Well, the numbers are interesting when you get to the children that are from, and it's not just Mexico.
That's the real problem, by the way,
right.
Is that they
the
come
Central
in here
Americans,
all by themselves.
Yeah,
scary.
Right, yeah. The children traveling without their parents up 60. Last year, it was 77,674 for the whole year. So far, 60,000 more than that this year have come across. So what does that tell you about parents that are just sending their kids over and see if you can find Uncle Fred in Phoenix? Or Uncle Giuseppe, or whoever it is that's there. Giuseppe's Italian. What's a good... well, anyway, you don't understand what I'm saying. And if you don't, Jennifer will transfer and translate later.
Right.
Okay, so that's one group of stats. Here's another group of stats from the feds. This is from the Education Department. Announcement yesterday, during the past school year, 83% of high school students received a diploma in 4 years. Like, that's astounding. That's what the program's supposed to be. A number, this is a record high year since the administration went into office. this is political in my rendering of it. Not that it isn't important to focus on high school graduation, but why would we take pride and give ourselves high marks because students are doing what they're supposed to do? Is it? Am I missing something here? I always use the L.A. school system because both the Jennifer and my daughter are connected to it. My daughter is a tutor, even though she teaches at UCLA. She and four of her friends are tutors in the public high schools in Los Angeles, and each one of them goes a day a week and spends the day, the whole school day, tutoring youngsters, mostly who don't speak English as a first language,
right,
in how to try to fit in, or how to be able to pass the test, or how to do what you have to do in order to communicate. So that I see. I understand the problem in these high schools. Well, people say you don't really understand it. I guess I go back to my own teaching experience in the late 60s and early 70s when I taught English and speech to 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. I can't remember any Hispanics. I can remember some. We had a large population of Puerto Ricans in Framingham at the time. We had a couple, I remember. I don't remember any black students, and maybe one. I guess I do remember one. Roger, I can remember his face. Roger, I wish I could remember his last name. But anyway, the point I'm making is that at that point in time, 94% of all the kids who were going through the system graduated from high school. And this is a town pretty diverse, and pretty, there's upscale, and there's middle income, and there's low-end people, low-income people that live in the town. And we were upset because only 94% were graduating. So is this just an effect of time and numbers here? We think it's good. Maybe it's because there are more Asians and Hispanics and people coming in here who don't understand the language, which is the biggest drawback to being successful, in my opinion. But that doesn't seem to bear out just because it's my opinion. I give you my opinion. That doesn't mean it's right. It just is how I feel. There's nothing more annoying than going into an establishment and not being able to communicate with the person that you want to spend money buying their product. And it happens way too much, in my estimation, mostly in restaurants. I engaged the other day. Oh, my God. I went into a restaurant, and I asked for a veggie burger. And the kid behind the counter, maybe 20, 19, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there, looked at me and said, in broken English, "What?" And I said, "I'm looking for a veggie burger. Can I have a veggie burger?" And he said, he looked at me and he didn't answer. I said, do you know what a veggie burger? It was on the menu, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, well.
So your waiter didn't know what a veggie burger was?
No, he didn't know. He never heard of a veggie burger. And he acknowledged that with a sort of creepy smile and shook his head like I was somebody from outer space. But he was someone that was challenged because he couldn't speak the language. And why would, first of all, why would somebody put a person that didn't get the language behind the counter to take orders? I don't even begin to understand.
It happens
that.
A lot, though. That, yeah. I mean, that's common.
I guess it is. But is it that the product is so good that you can, that anybody can take the order? Not with me. If you can't, I turned around and walked out of the place. But it was his look like veggie burger. I said, I looked at him. I said, you don't know what a veggie burger is, do you? And he said, no. So somebody even in broken English doesn't understand what a veggie burger is. What does that tell you about things?
Here's the code word for today, kids. Veggie burger.
I know, right?
Anyway, so the White House yesterday announced that 83% of high school
veggie
students are getting diplomas.
Burger.
Yeah. And if you get out of high school, you should know what a veggie burger is.
Veggie
yes?
burger.
Iowa has the highest rate with 90% graduating. Washington.
I feel like we should be on Pee Wee's Playhouse and anytime anyone says
right.
veggie burger, we should have, this should happen. You remember that?
Yeah, totally.
Veggie burger.
Everybody on Doug doesn't probably remember, but Pee Wee's Playhouse, anytime you said the magic word, everybody would have to scream.
Really? Mm-hmm.
You want to play that game? It would be totally annoying and fun.
Well, I would like to scream about these numbers and
all right, let's go.
Who say that this is great.
But what you're saying then is, well, it is good if it's an improvement. So that is good. And
how to get this banned in the first place? It's not an improvement over when I was teaching school. It's
30%
off. School.
This is a national, you know, inner cities and stuff, too.
It is. I mean, when my mom was teaching in LA Unified up until just a year ago, anytime she started the year, she knew she could look at that class and know that only like less than 58% of them would actually graduate. Those numbers are staggering. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Is it that people just get bored?
And somebody crowing about these marks? Yeah.
Right. Is it that kids just get bored and they're not held accountable by their parents? I mean, a lot of times in LA Unified, the parents are the ones, especially when they're families of illegal immigrants, the parents are the ones saying, look, you need to come to work for the family business. You know, you're an able-bodied person now. You need to make the family some money. That happened to many of my mom's students. In fact, one of them she kind of fought for because this one kid was brilliant. And the dad wanted him to go work in the family gardening business. And my mom's like, if you let this kid flourish, he's going to go. And he ended up getting accepted to Stanford. And
wow.
I don't even know what the heck he's doing right now. But, I mean, something fantastic.
Well, wow. You know what? It just goes to show you, there is so much potential that's being wasted because we have a lousy system. And to have these people crow about spending $4 billion to help improve the race to the top, come on. There's so much money being spent on and misappropriated for usage in special education. It's 40-some-odd percent of the students, at least in my area. I know we have in our budget, because I'm on town meeting here, for some of these special needs programs in the school department. And I can't believe, going back to when I was teaching, there were some kids we didn't recognize, or collectively the principal didn't want to recognize them because meant he had to do something. But I recognize a lot of the teachers recognized kids who had a problem, and we dealt with them on our own. We didn't go to the principal. We just took the kid aside. I had him come in after school, or I would work with him a little bit and not separate him out from the rest of the class, which is a sure sign of failure, because as soon as you pull somebody away from the classroom, and then the rest of them are all like, oh, what's wrong with him? Or they make fun of him, they bully, you know, that kind of stuff. So you don't make a big deal out of it. You try not to embarrass him, and then you, if you're smart, you can pull him aside, do something that will allow him or her to shine in some way that they feel like they're going to be successful. If they always feel like they're going to fail, they're going to make themselves, they're going to get out of there as fast as they can. Just human nature. If your teachers, I remember having teachers when I was in junior high school and high school, they used to call the kids dummies. You're stupid. What's the matter with you? You can't figure out 16 is 16 is 32? What's wrong with you? So who wants to sit and listen to that? So at 16, whoosh, I'm out of there. And that oftentimes happened with teachers that weren't, I think teachers are better today than they used to be. But you'll find goons like that around that have no business being there, like there are a lot of people in other circumstances that don't have any reason for being there as well. I find this is nothing to be proud of. I think this is, we should be ashamed of these numbers, frankly, and the amount of money that we spend on this. First of all, there should be no federal money at all. Should be all the states determining what to do, how to do it. The federal government just goes in and screws up everything, and that's why we have...
There's so many. I understand that the people make that argument all the time about the states doing it. But when you have a state that's going to run everything, they're not going to give the money to the.
And how
has
the federal government improved the situation?
Well, if they're funding inner city schools and they're providing programs,
that's fine. Funding and providing programs doesn't equal results. It only equals throwing money at something.
Yeah, programs are there, and the sad thing is that they're there, and the money that goes to them supports infrastructure and doesn't really get to the place.
If in fact the money were given to the states and they said you do what's best for you, instead of having these top-down mandates like that stupid Bush program that was a complete and utter failure.
You don't think states are going to just put more money into their better, more affluent areas? And
I don't know that. No. I don't know if you give them a chance.
But you know how it really works out? And my mom's school is a perfect example of this. And there were a lot of kids that were there that were very poor, and there were some that were from better areas. But nobody was really smoking up the money chain with my mom's school. But the way this works is that if they do get money for programs, they actually are given line items of things that they need to buy. So if my mom needs to buy new books for her classroom, and there's not a budget line item for the books, and there is one for kickballs, for instance, she actually has to spend the money to buy kickballs, even though she has kickballs and she needs books. And that's what's really dangerous is that when you bring the money into these programs, the money is there. The problem is that they're poorly run, that they're overbloated, and that people think that they know better than what actually happens on the ground at the schools, and that's where the issue is. It's in running the programs. The money goes. I mean, every election, we vote to put more money into the schools. And what is it doing for us?
Nothing.
Well,
zero.
Yeah. And unfortunately, so much more money needs to be put in for special needs programs.
No, money needs to be better allocated, better spent, and not, as Jennifer just suggested, just spent to be spending money. This is like the problem with the federal government is if you don't spend the money, you don't get it next year. So go out and do what the Pentagon does and buy billions of dollars worth of surplus equipment they don't need so they can give it to the police department just so they make sure they have their money in the budget next year. It's asinine. All right, we got a minute so we can check television here. We've gotten a little astray from our schedule work, but it's okay because it was good conversation. Jen, what do we have on tonight that's good?
Well, tonight is one of my favorite shows, Dougie. This Is Us is airing tonight on NBC. I love following that one. Plus, you have results on Dancing with the Stars. You also have the battle rounds continuing on The Voice. And all of the news shows are in preparation, full preparation mode for tomorrow night's debate. So there's some news specials that you can catch on the local broadcast networks that are doing all their armchair quarterbacking for the debate.
Junk waste of time.
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go. And also, we've got some baseball games, baseball playoffs. Shoot tonight.
Really? Okay. So this is the anniversary of the death of Andy Gibb, who was the host of a... he was a pretty good host when he showed up for work, but he had such a difficulty with drugs. The show was Solid Gold. Remember that show? Anybody remember that? He died at the age of 31, this is one of the vagaries of drugs. My God. Oof. There's not
very
a better
sad.
Example. Oh, horrible. On this date, 1962, Gilligan's Island went on for the first time. Jen.
Love it.
Bob Denver. Wow, what a... Alan Hale Jr., Jim Backus. Who remembers that? It's 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right. The overwhelming and pleasant sounds of the folks who are interested in you and how you think. The Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, one of the finest group of books and stories that have ever been written. Always happy to have Amy Newmark here, who is responsible as the editor-in-chief, publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. We're going to talk about how you can use good deeds to disarm a bully. The new book is simply Happy Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul in just a moment here.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference.
Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series is here. I wonder if you ever think, or if anybody ever asks you, when it comes to what you write and how you write, does it really make a difference? Where you're coming from, or is it just the message? People, do they want to know about you, or they want to know about the message? And how often are the two related, Amy? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, and actually, my own experiences definitely make their way into all of the book topics that I choose and all of the stories that we choose to go in the books. But now my experience has been so colored by reading tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. All of those people's experiences have somehow been integrated with my own, which is how the Simply Happy book came about, because it's a combination of what I've learned from all those different Chicken Soup for the Soul stories plus my own experiences. And one of the topics that I cover in that book is this topic of bullying. And the story I talk about in the book is actually about workplace bullying, not bullying in the schools, which is where we always think of bullying occurring.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, under the circumstances, how did you find, or what did you see in disarming a bully in the workplace? How is it simple?
You know, you have to look and see what's motivating the bully, and that's what I've learned in my own life, as well as from hundreds of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories on bullying. It's amazing how many people say that by being kind to their bully, it turned the bully around, because bullies tend to be secretly very unhappy people who are looking for some kind of interaction with other people but just don't know how to do it.
Yes.
And so in this story that I repeated in the Simply Happy book, this guy worked on a cruise ship as a waiter, and one of the other waiters was always bullying him. But the other waiter was actually very unhappy because he was 10 years older than all the other waiters, and he felt left out. And so our hero started doing good deeds every single day for this waiter who was bullying him, and over a little bit of time it completely turned the guy around and he stopped bullying our guy.
So it's very silly. It is, but understanding it, having the intellectual ability to understand that that could be the way to fix it, is a difficult thing. Sometimes people just don't think of those ideas, right?
Yeah, you have to look for the underlying unhappiness.
Mm-hmm. Chickensoup.com is the website. You can find these podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, Chickensoup.com. Simply Happy is what Amy Newmark makes me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.